just think it's getting a bit, it's the blandness for me is getting to us a bit. Everything's just too bland.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? You know what I really, really miss?
What?
Out of pretty much everything that we used to have back
Satsumas.
On.
Satsumas.
Was it? No, I never liked them. I used to be able to smell as soon as someone across a room opened up a Satsuma or any type of citrus orange product. It used to hit us, and it used to make us feel like weird. It was so strong. Did you ever have that? Like,
yes, it's slightly,
such a strong smell.
I have that with coffee.
Yeah, I love the smell of coffee. Oh, when you open up coffee. When you'd open up a thingy for the first time, and it's like a bag of coffee beans, you might call it. Because I was quite up a
actually class. Seeds.
I would imagine you. I'll come back to that, but I would imagine you were more of a freeze dried sort of. Kenko.
Yeah.
Ken, you look like a Kenko boy.
That's typical.
What's
typical
your brand?
Tom.
What was your brand?
Yeah, I don't know, Asda's own make. Asda's gold, if I was being a good boy.
Good old Asda. Obviously changed its name just before the the business infrastructure crisis. It's actually a seed. Ah, so a bean. Is a bean isn't like a... Oh, yeah, a bean is a bean, isn't it? Is a bean, half a bean, half a bean, a bean, a bean?
So the reason I said that was I was flicking through this book that we'll later pick a question from. I shit you not, and it said that in there.
No way.
Yes, way.
I shit you not?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? One thing you wouldn't do to a bean, a coffee bean anyway, or you might actually, you would do to another bean, is you would add a kind of sauce to it, wouldn't you? Like a tin of beans as a tomato sauce. So what I was going to say, which is nice how that all came together nicely, everything just to me just is so bland in this pod. All of the food that we're having is just so fucking bland.
Well, why don't we land on a planet or something and get some new stuff or eat some space cake?
I'm working on the landing module, as you know.
Is that what you're doing?
That's what, don't come in.
Yeah,
that's all that vibrating, that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get to another planet, which I'm sure would be a lovely and very interesting...
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to call it like an episode of our life, wouldn't it? It'd be like a really interesting episode that, say, if someone was listening in, would probably really enjoy that. The sounds of us landing on a planet and experiencing it all.
I think it would be quite like, you know, when an episode of a series then makes a film.
Okay.
So then you've got like... Holiday on the buses, mm-hmm. or like the in-betweeners that go on holiday. Yeah. It's always they go on holiday.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah.
the idea.
And we'd probably get, you'd probably get sunburnt, and I'd probably get like a
sexually transmitted disease from an alien.
We know each other so well, we finish each other's sexually transmitted diseases. So what I was thinking was, I wanted to ask you, and this is quite a personal question. But if you could take your mind back to
I was just going to say, cast your mind back.
Your mind back.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. To when you used to have a bland piece of food or something like that. What condiment would you used to use? But even better than that, a question I want to ask you is, if you could only use one condiment for the rest of your life, which one would it be? And also, isn't condiment a really fun word?
I think you're more knowledgeable about food than me.
Okay, yeah.
So could you answer it for me so I can kind of get some guidance?
So I'm thinking along the lines of like ketchup, barbecue sauce, mayonnaise, mustard.
I do like mustard.
The rogue, the outlier, shall we call them? And this is an interesting conversation itself. Tartar sauce, or as some idiots used to say, tartare or tartar.
I don't like that stuff.
I bet you know, I never used to say tartar. I love tartar sauce, man. Oh,
do you?
I used to. When I used to have fish and chips back in the day.
I do like mustard, end of. The thing with mustard, mind you, is I've noticed is the fiery mustard. So is that English mustard?
That's the one that gets up your nose, yeah.
So what happens with that is at the start you just put a little bit on.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end of it you're just putting fucking like two ton of it on.
Addictive, innit?
Yeah.
I like the whole grain mustard. And what about Dijon?
I don't like the French.
I don't know any. Just to clarify, you do like the French, huh?
I'm not bothered about anything.
You're so passive.
I'm just to hate everyone equally.
I do like a ketchup, but I also do like a barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce has that problem of like sticking around.
It's like in the corner of your mouth and your beard and that.
Or the smell. It's like, you know, by then, it's like, no.
Do I really have to go?
And just like,
I'm dead lonely.
DOS on your sofa and stuff like that.
Barbecue sauce, the leech of the condiment world. Yeah. Ketchup's like the fun loving, you don't need me. That's fine. I'll be just in the fridge. You know where I am.
Yeah.
In the fridge.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Okay. Gotta be.
I was going to say.
Tomato sauce in the fridge.
Yeah. Same.
Definitely.
Same difference, yeah. What did I say?
I don't know. You were talking about...
I said ketchup.
Oh, did you? Catsup.
I don't know what that is.
Nah, I don't.
I have no idea what that is.
I think it's some douchebag who says catsup instead of ketchup.
I think it's an actual thing, catsup.
Really?
Yeah, it is an actual thing.
If only Google existed.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Burns, that episode of that cartoon, he's this ketchup.
That's right.
Yeah. Sure, we've talked about that before in a past life.
Possibly, yeah. I have this funny feeling we have.
I like mayonnaise. I do like mayonnaise.
Yeah, I think it's slightly overrated. And garlic sauce, I know some people who fucking like adore garlic sauce.
Oh man!
But that's another sticking around guy.
That's not just sleeping on your sofa. That's moved into the attic.
Yeah,
and dies there.
Yeah, it decides to knock down walls in your house and stuff.
Has anyone seen garlic sauce? Nah, I haven't seen them for a while. But there's a very strange smell coming from up there.
Oh, you haven't let garlic sauce in your house? It's kind of like letting a vampire into your house. You know how you've got to like say you can come in.
Could invite them.
It's like. The priest comes around and go, I sense an evil. It's like, yeah, I had garlic sauce last night. What, you invited garlic sauce into the house? And it's like...
Yeah. And it's above his pay grade. He has to leave because he can't deal with it. It's too much. You can get rid of a poltergeist.
Mm-hmm. Which would be...
Sweet chili sauce.
Yeah. The analogy is crumbling. We explain it to ourselves.
I got this banana ketchup when I was on holiday a long, long time ago in St. Lucia. And we've got this little bottle of banana ketchup. And we never opened it, so I don't know what it's like. And it'll definitely be out of date now. But I wonder what that was like.
I love bananas.
I'm
bananas for bananas.
I knew a fact about bananas on St. Lucia and another island, the Caribbean. Something about there's no monkeys there because of something to do with the bananas. I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know. There's no monkeys on St. Lucia. Because banana trade is so important.
Ah, so the war wiped out.
I don't even know if they were ever there. And I think that might be why the banana trade so... I don't want to, like, just paint all monkeys with the same brush.
It doesn't matter
and
now.
And say that they're all, like, banana lovers. But I think they do love bananas.
Is that, like a stereotype? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
If you were to draw a picture of a mouse, it would be eating a bit of cheese. And if you were to draw a picture of a monkey, it would be eating, like, a banana.
Yeah.
So is that, like...
Elephant peanuts.
Aye.
Dog's bones.
Are we going to go through all the different animals?
Cat, mouse cheese, milk.
Milk?
Milk cow.
Milk.
Round the corner, chocolate's made.
Yeah.
Or as the Americans say, round the corner, chocolate cake. Do you have a question for us you want to ask us from that book?
Yeah, I've just flicked it open at random and it says...
Coffee beans.
Yeah, it says that. It says, when a male honeybee climaxes, its testicles explode and it dies.
Fuck off.
What do you think of that then?
I can relate.
Well, I'm going to tell you something that I got taught... I had a conversation with a vegan a while back on planet Earth when we're there.
A long while back.
Yeah. And they said that some vegans can't eat honey.
No.
And I was like, why not?
They won't.
They won't. And the reason being is some honey providers, what they do is the down period for a honeybee is Christmas. You know, it goes and sees its relatives abroad and stuff like that.
All right, okay.
But what they do, these bastards, is they're going, you're getting no downtime.
Mm-hmm.
And they burn the hives and all the bees. And that's why the vegans, who are really, like, care about the planet, that's why they won't eat honey, because of that.
Why did they burn the hive?
Just to get rid of them. Fuck them. That's what they say that. And then they're like, when they're like sizzling, they just piss on them and they're like, laugh, ha ha. That's what this vegan person taught me.
Yeah.
That's why they don't eat. Well, why do you think the vegans don't eat honey?
Because it's a byproduct of an animal and they don't eat any byproducts of animals.
Mm.
That's what I understand.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm not a beekeeper. I don't know any beekeepers.
But I think honey's like different from say milk, because that's actually part of the, like, honey is an interesting one, because I don't think you could think of anything that's similar to that.
No, syrup's pretty similar. I jest, of course.
I wish this door would unlock.
You still got a little while yet. I think the larvae eat the honey inside the hive.
It's meant to be food for the larvae.
Yeah, I think that's part of the reason, because they don't like that.
Well, okay.
Because animals, some of the bees will die during the process of harvesting the honey, and the larvae probably do as well. And I think it's harm to animals. I personally think it's kind of extreme, but I'm not a vegan. And
what about like salads and stuff?
Oh, so, don't put honey in a salad.
Some people do.
A bee salad?
Yeah. What about that though? Like if you eat like a salad and there was like a little bug on there, you're eating the bug. Or if they use like pesticides and stuff, then you condone the mass slaughter of bugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, soybean farming apparently is incredibly destructive for landscapes. So vegans know fuck all, really. It's obviously a joke to anyone that may still somehow have survived what happened.
And why would they overhear what you're saying?
That's a very fine point. But I'm just speaking.
I feel like you've become.
No, I'm speaking like spiritually. I'm just putting that energy out there into the universe.
You're a very positive young man.
Thank you very much.
So,
mate,
like, okay, we've explored that little avenue, but then let's go back to like, how did they know that scientists that the testicles would explode and they would climax? Well, they would climax, testicles would explode and then die.
There's only one way that I can think of to find that out, and if you pass me a bee, I'll certainly have a deeks and try it out.
I didn't know bees had testicles. I mean, do other like male insects and stuff, do they have like little willies and stuff?
I mean, to them, they're not little.
Hi, well, yeah, probably in proportion to the size of the animal, it's probably amazing. But what I'm getting at is, do they have little, in proportion size balls and willies and stuff?
I doubt it looks like, like an ant's walking along with like a dangler and stuff and like... pubes. Imagine you saw an ant and it just had like really human looking balls and penis.
That's what I'm imagining. And the ant's like, yeah, fuck off. Why are you looking at?
Your mom just
fucking. You daft pervert.
Oh, I'm just having a laugh. I'm like, yeah, have a deep smile.
Have a
touch, man. It's Harry. I don't mind. No, I'll have a can of yours.
Roll us on my back.
Why not?
I don't know what's happening anymore.
Oh, God. And then Adamant's got like a tiny little ant-shaped penis and balls.
That's why he was called Adamant.
That was the trade-off.
Because he had a small penis.
Yeah.
In the size of an ant.
In relation to himself.
Maybe we could land on a planet that is populated just by evil ants.
Oh, and climax and bees.
Yeah.
That would be a good...
But it dies?
Loads of insects die after coitus, don't they? A lot of them get eaten by their partner. I think that's quite a... That's quite an in thing in that insect world.
It's weird, isn't it?
Imagine we did that in the human world.
We'd be okay with it. We'd be used to it.
I think it'd probably be preferable with some of the... Some of the dafties out there, they used to be out there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Imagine if, like, for society's purposes, they highlighted people who are incredibly intelligent and they didn't want to die. So they had to say to them, listen, mate, mate or female.
Mate-ess.
Listen, you can't have sex because you're too important for the species.
Why would that? Why would having sex be a problem?
Because we're going down that avenue that the testicles would explode and the die.
Oh, so
it would be just men.
You're imagining if humans had that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
So like Einstein, for instance, say as human beings, we can't have sex. If we have sex, we die. Our testicles explode, we die. And they had to like just put one hand on Einstein's shoulder and go, listen, mate, you're never having sex because you're too clever.
No, you can have sex. You're just not allowed to ever climax.
All right. Which,
speaking from experience, is what my experience is like.
So he's constantly, he's an edgelord to go yeah. back to what yes. one you were seeing a long time ago. Much, yeah. yeah.
Yes, absolutely. That's what my, that's yeah. my, his, that's my, my legacy. Edgelord the fifth. Speaking of edgelord, and I need to go and
yeah.
get back to it.
Get back to that level.
Just yeah. in the corner of the room there.
No, let's just open the door.
Can you just
open the window even? Can you
look at the wall just for a couple of minutes.
Oh God. There in the footlights, there I am, waiting for the next scene to unfold. Oh God, yes. What is a life? What is a life? So fleeting. Like a nymph, in a woodland glade. You cannot catch her. She will not be yours, but yet you follow her because you lust for a bit of tale. None of us can know, Benji. Note to self, what life will bring. I mean, I'm rather a chance existence myself, but who can say otherwise? I mean, were any of us really planned? But yes, here we are. When I look at all of the important parts of my life, all of them are down to chance. None of them were actually by design. Life happened to me while I was busy making other plans. We're still there, by the way. So, here we are. When you look at your life up ahead, do not feel fear. Or at least feel the fear. Is a life. Maybe you're about to find out.
Right, I'm back from the edge, so to speak, with a very simple question for you. Very simple question.
Mm-hmm.
Based on, I was thinking about, remember, as we were spiraling away from good old Earth, good old I was going to say good old Blighty, but that was just one part of it. But
Terra Firma.
And we looked down and we could see all the different chaotic things happening all at once. There was like a thunderstorm there. There was a sort of mushroom cloudy thing there. It was all kicking off. What's your best and worst natural disasters, do you think?
My best and worst natural disasters?
Like your best and worst ones.
Well, do you
can
remember?
Rank them if you want.
Maybe I'm misremembering this, but I think it was like the early 90s
oh, yeah.
where they invented tsunami. Like there was no real like, this is my memory of this. I'm sure it didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And then it must have existed.
Yeah.
But then they were just like, it's called a tsunami now.
Yeah.
And they tried really hard to explain what it was and how it happened. And you're like, okay.
Well, the tsunami's a funny one because that's one that like was always in you'd always see like in a textbook or something that would talk about tsunami. And it was always this massive, big, like skyscraper size thingy of water, just like wave of water coming. Mm-hmm. It's not like that though, is it? It's like, by the way, in case there's anyone who may somehow get
sense
a
what you're seeing
sense what I'm saying spiritually or something, this is all, there were no offense meant to anyone who may have experienced anything so tragic, but it's like the water kind of rushes out and then comes in quickly, but it's not like a big wave. It's just like it comes in so fast. And but I always imagined, I was kind of led to believe that it was just a giant, massive wave of water coming in. But it's not, though.
Well, isn't it something like a hurricane mixed with water creates this like big whoosh of water.
So no, it's an earthquake. Oh. So an earthquake will happen, and the shock waves will come out. Like if you drop a stone in the middle of a pond, and it comes out and it builds and builds and builds. But the water, like if you watch from the beach of a tsunami, all the water recedes first of all and goes all the way out, and then it comes in quickly. So the first thing to, if you see the water start to recede, fucking get out of Dodge.
Oh, I start running. Like one of my favorite ones is the ones where sometimes it starts raining like frogs and shit. And fish and stuff like that. That's biblical. Pretty good.
Right. I didn't even think about the biblical ones.
No, it actually happened. I don't know what caused it, but
yeah, usually like fish will get caught up in like a water spout or something and shot into the clouds. But it always is a sort of biblical thing, is what I mean. Like,
oh, I see. Yeah,
when you hear like it rains frogs and there's like a. So hang on, that's an interesting thing. Would you consider a swarm of locusts to be a natural disaster? I suppose you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, that's a good eye. Oh, well, I didn't even think about that. I was thinking about, you know, your standard ones, your traditional ones. You've got your hurricane, you've got your tornado, you've got your earthquake.
What was that thing they called? Sorry to stop you reeling them off, but I'm not.
Why I'm glad you did, because I forgot the rest good. Of them. Volcano.
I saved you from that, you know, that person that might be like listening in to your thoughts that you seem to be going
making
on
notes.
They came up with that, what was it called, where it was like, it was a winter blast or Arctic blast, that's what it was called.
Yeah.
Because I often thought that would be a class name for a band.
Oh,
we're
yes.
Arctic Blast.
Absolutely.
You just hire a snowball at some guy in the front.
I'm thinking like a sort of, it'd be a good gamer tag name.
Yeah.
Yeah. A proper email. Yeah, just Arctic Blast. Yeah. You've just been fragged by Arctic Blast. Imagine getting teabagged by Arctic Blast. And he turns out he's just a massive ant.
with huge testicles.
And then they explode in your face. Because you see, he enjoys fragging you so much. I like a volcano.
Aye, I thought you would.
Volcanoes are cool. They are cool as fuck. They have got to be the coolest of all the natural disasters, yeah?
Yeah, you are right, yeah.
Aye.
You know them vents that are like deep, deep underneath the ocean?
Uh-huh.
Where it's apparently like...
Intimately, yeah, I do.
Well, no, they like spray out like hot water. Aye. And they're like so deep under the ocean that it's weird and there's all these little... Very unique animals that like coincide with that strange
with human genitalia.
Yeah. Biodiversity of the region. That knocked us. Anyway, that is where we were supposedly humanity, the cradle of mankind. The cradle of life, really, it's supposed to come from all that. Yeah. So it's weird that like a natural disaster could cause like some other leaps in you know, evolution perhaps.
So when the big one hits San Francisco, which is inevitably going to happen in California, the San Andreas Fault.
Yeah.
Well, if it was still there, when that happened, if that happened, then on the other side of it, you'd have loads of like mutant humans coming out, like the next generation, the next evolution of humans.
Yeah.
Like three hands and...
built-in snorkels.
Like iPads built into the body and stuff like that. Built-in what?
Built-in snorkels, snorkel.
Like a Jeep.
Yeah, it's not like they have an extra Jeep. Gill like that shit movie. No, they have snorkels.
Waterworld.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I think I've seen that. I think that your description of it was very fitting.
I've tried to watch it like a couple of times, and every time I'm like, what am I doing to myself?
Wasn't it the most expensive film at the time for a long time afterwards as well?
Well, I heard what happened is they created the whole set and then it sank and then that did it again.
Well, I mean, accurate, I suppose. What more did you want?
It's weird that as well because Kevin Costner was in it. And I think...
God rest his soul.
Yeah, and he like, it was a disaster because it was never going to make its money back.
Natural disaster.
And then, did he not make that shit movie called The Postman, which is like a post-apocalypse one? So he basically, did he not learn his lesson?
No.
Like, don't make these films anymore, pal.
He's obsessed with it, though, isn't he? So what we had, hurricane, tornado, twister, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Typhoon? What's a typhoon?
Tornado, typhoon.
Is it?
I don't know.
Or is a typhoon not like a tropical hurricane?
Mm-hmm.
Does a hurricane turn into a typhoon?
Thunder, lightning. I mean, that's like pretty.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Imagine getting hit by lightning.
It's like the, do you think all the other natural disasters take the piss out of thunder and lightning though? And they're just like, he's coming. He's like, hello, everybody. That's like, thunder's like, hello. And then lightning's
What's that?
Like lightning, like, would be like, like going around.
I quite like it. I also like the facial pulling. Funny. It's like, save that for Arctic Blast. We both
just exploded.
You were desperate for some, like, I don't know, a little pat on the back, right? Mm-hmm. Anywhere the door's open by.
No, not quite. So they'd come in and they'd just be like, oh, do you want a drink? Oh, yes, please. And then like one would probably piss in his drink or something like that and he'd give it to him. He'd be like, oh, this tastes great. Just because they bully him, because they think he's like a rubbish natural disaster.
Yeah. But he's not. I think compared he's amazing.
Compared to a hurricane and an earthquake, like, which like is literally the earth tearing apart away. Earthquake and volcano are probably like best mates, aren't they? Because like they kind of go hand in hand.
But Frankenstein's monster was helped created by lightning.
No, you're right. The lightning giveth life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about that. In your face, hurricane. You couldn't do that, could you?
Well, if this was like a sort of movie or a story, then the end of it would be like Rudolph's red nose. Like, we would need lightning, thunder and lightning at the end to, to save Christmas.
Wasn't like Dorothy, who went to the Wizard of Oz, wasn't that like in a hurricane or something?
That was a tornado.
And that killed the Wicked Witch of the West? Allegedly.
Allegedly. I wanted to say allegedly as well.
I don't know why. I'm drinking stronger than give it credit for.
My instinct was to say allegedly. See, we do finish each other's statements. I feel like we're missing some. Tsunami, hurricane... Twister, tornado, volcano.
It's like the ice caps and like that sort of shit, you know.
That's a man-made disaster, that, isn't it?
Ice caps created, they existed, like icebergs and that existed before mankind, pissing all over.
Avalanche. Yeah.
Meteors.
Yes. Aye, that's a good, another thing that we witnessed ourselves in firsthand. They're devastating.
Yeah.
Devastating, fiery balls of... Aye.
They were pretty, though.
Oh, it was beautiful to watch. Yeah, it was nice to watch. I wonder what it was like to see from down there.
I don't try and think looking about up. That.
Yeah. Shall we finish? Because that was a bit...
It was dark. So well, it wasn't dark. By reading this it was crap.
Really, it was really, really bright, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. If you're just so bright, you got to wear shades.
I'm glad I had those shades. Did you just say the future's so bright after wear shades?
Yeah.
Oh. See, I didn't hear it, and then I heard it a second later. Give us a number between 1 and 100.
6.
You've got 6 on the brain, you. This is I miss football. I do miss football. We should have a game.
Yeah.
What would you use the ball? What would you use as the ball?
Just a meteorite. It could be outside or just like a bit of rock.
Okay.
Zero gravity football, that'll be fun.
That does sound pretty cool, actually. What is the winner get?
To get out of this for 1 week.
You'll grow into it, I'm sure one day you'll enjoy it.
I feel like I will.
You'll enjoy it. The irony is, as soon as you start to enjoy it, that's when you are allowed to leave permanently.
Ah, I see.
There you go. What's in a name? By Dick Irwin. I remember Canada watching Newcastle United playing Rangers at St. James's. It was like being in Belfast. Beer bottles flying about like machine gun bullets. Fucking hell. A little fellow in front of me was ducking and dodging. I says, it's no good you digging that, lad. If one of them bottles has your name on, you'll get it. That's what I'm worried about, sir, he says. They call me McEwen. Fucking hell, man, Dick. Fucking terrible, man. Don't talk about the troubles like that.
They were front loaded with shit.
Goodness sake. When would Newcastle have been playing Rangers?
I know.
Was it a Champions League game?
And
it's
weird that he picked Rangers so he could show a hole in that lame joke.
Exactly. That's he could have just done
Sunderland, couldn't he?
It's Celtic, though, that's affiliated with Ireland.
I don't know. I don't know any of this.
Celtic's was affiliated with Ireland.
Is it?
Rangers and Celtic obviously hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I just thought that was why you made that glaring error. What did you think of the joke, though?
I thought it was atrocious, but that's the going theme with them.
I think I went to a school with a kid called...
atrocious?
What was he called? Was he called Ian McEwan? I'm pretty sure. So it might have been about him. Oh, there you go. Any final thoughts before the buzzer goes?
No. None at all, thanks.
Well, if there's any questions, you know where I am.
I'm just going to work on that ant costume I've got.
I can't wait to feel the weight of that on me later. Oh, Jesus.